hours. Holding in the run. So holding in the run, the Inyan Halacha, they ended with narrow lines. So two lines, three lines up before the wide lines. So he's saying that the Halacha is, she's Nemenis. Now that she's Nemenis to the point that she gets a Ksuva. That was like the Rav Amnona's din, that she gets a Ksuva as well. Okay. So another reason why she gets the ksuva, Sharei me sefer ksuva in the Ilmoid, there's, with the more uses this lashon in a few places, that we take the context of the sefer ksuva, we say the following: Shaka kosev lo lachishitinosi lachishitinosoi la'acher titli masha kosev lechi. So the Gemara Yavama says like this, that we have Chazal put in place that a woman whose husband has died, the Isha is Neman to say her husband has died, or an Erech is Neman to say the husband has died, because of the chazaka, she wouldn't allow herself to get married if she wasn't invited. That's true.
She wasn't
invited. That it's true that her husband had died because of the tremendous consequences of that being wrong. And Chazal made different kenosis for her. What she loses if her husband would be alive and she remarries. So we have a chazaka, the isha daiko mitzvah. So the Mora says, "Batzim ikir," that should be a chazak, that should help the gabi marriage. But to collect the ksuba from the mitzvah bala, there's no reason to make that takana. But the Mora says, "No." But since it says in the sefer ksuba that when she remarries, a woman who's an almana has a right to get support from the estate of her husband and from the yorshim of her husband until she remarries. When she remarries, she collects the ksuba, and that's it. She doesn't get any more support. It says that when she remarries, she collects the ksuba. Well, here she's remarrying, so she collects the ksuba. So that was the chayvus of the ksuba, was not that the husband is vadai that he's dead, it's that when she's remarrying, whatever halachic state you need to get to the point that she has a right to remarry, she gets a right to her ksuba, as opposed to saying it's vadai when he died. Well, similarly, I don't know whether it's vadai that she's husband divorced her or not, but if we're saying that she's menace to the point that she can remarry, so she can remarry, she has a right to her ksuba. So therefore the ksuba will be collected as well. Zakdirad miu ikra lemeimar the leslon midrash ksuba. The more refers to this is midrash ksuba. We're pushing, sitting here, we're freaking out the lacha based on the language of the ksuba. That's called, we're darshaning the ksuba. That halacha, that midrash ksuba works, and she collects the ksuba. That's talking about ikra ksuba, the ikra ksuba of the 200 zuz. Abel tersef, but tersef is whatever the husband adds on his own. Lo. Which the Rishonim said were there in the. That over there in Yavamis as well. Now, so the Ran, if that's true, that Midrash Ksuba only works for Iker Ksuba and not for Tosefis, we keep them Shum Haki, Mehemna, Tvei, Ki Amr, Mikirish Tani, Miki Amr, Shamayim, Benila, Benecha. That which we're saying in the Gemara, that she's nemenis by Gerishtani, but when it comes to Meshurim B'nei L'Benecha, he doesn't know, and therefore she doesn't have the, it's not a question of her challenging in Bezdin a statement which he could verify that she's saying the wrong, that indicates the fact that she's saying the truth. So if that, once that's true, the husband would know whether it's true or not, and she wouldn't have the chutzpah to say it if it wasn't true. So shemina minoa, so that's the difference. So I could derive the following halacha. The memer is any niskak imi klal, that the husband is not having relations at all, keeping the bala yadaba. So that's something which the husband, if she's lying, she's lying brazenly to his face, because he knows what he did or didn't do. So I feel the Mishra Chana Mehemna. So in that situation, Mishra Chana should be Mehemna. We are to be Tingsuva, and they you would have to divorce her. He's not having relations with her at all. I feel like also Machmas Taino, the boy Chutcha the Yod Demar the Kvura. So, if the Mor says over here that she has a right to say, the reason why it bothers her, that he's not Yerke Chetzis, he's not Royal Lahoilid, she wants to have she wants to have children. But over here, she's not telling that. She's telling that she has a right to live with him in a normal marital life, and he's not fulfilling that responsibility. So that itself is a valid grounds for divorce. You don't need to say because, well, a male and a woman won't have any children. That's a refusal to live a normal life is a valid title for her to get divorced. I'll prove it to you. Shrek Dalamizu Amra. Rud Khazat more said in Ksubis, if the man says, Yafshala Nibi Bigdi, but he be bigda, Yotvi Tingsuba, he refuses to have relations in a normal way, so that's enough to be grounds for divorce. Okay. Mio Kosov Riza, the Riz said, the Dafka Kashihi Tavas is Garish, with the meaning yet to be think Suva. Our Tavas Suva, Loy Mehemna. Maybe Rhyme in the Umar Perekisha Rabba, which be Isha Sholem, Shomer Mace Bali Nemanis, Mace Bali Tunlik Subosi, Eden Nemanis. If it's clear to us her goal is to the moment of Shabbat, not the time of that I can't live like this, so that she's not going to then if her time is that this is not it's not fair to me to live like this, that's a valid time. And therefore he has to divorce her. Once he divorces her, we have medrash suba, so that she gets, so she has the right to collect the suba. You know, she hasn't proven it beyond this chazaka, she wouldn't be meiza. But if we, clearly her goal is just to get the mamonis, so then that alone would not work.
Have what? Medrash stone?
Medrash kesuba.
Medrash kesuba,
what's medrash kesuba? The first white line at the end of the line. Vikal Medak Ashmaitan. I have a question on the sugya. The Hachamash of the Milsa, the Yad Bala, Mehemna, it comes out so much the husband knows she's believed. Mishum Dulay Mixaf Abay. She wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie to his face in something that he knows. But the loyal de la bala, someone tells him does not know about loy mehem. There, you don't have this extra argument of that she must be saying the truth, because otherwise she wouldn't lie to his face. Since the husband would not does not know about it, so you don't have that support, and you're left with that she's not believed. The husband is said parakabali of imtoy. Okay, we hold it now. This the isha b'shoy imo eser shanim. He married a woman. They were together for 10 years. There were no children. And share the bottle. And that sugya is bash ipcha. They're reading Hassam. Who amar mina? Viyamar mina. So husband's coming to divorce her, and he's saying it's her. It's because of her, and therefore it's a ground for me to divorce her. And she's saying no. I mean that the problem was from the man's side, so there's no grounds to divorce her. So when it comes to these issues, she has more nemanis. Why? She knows better what's happening than him. Since the husband doesn't know, therefore she's believed. If the husband would know, and here we're saying over there, the less the husband knows, the more there's the reason she's believed. Here we're saying if the husband knows, then there's a question of if she's lying, it's a chutzpah, so therefore she's believed. When the husband doesn't know, maybe she's falsifying. They were saying, well, if he doesn't know, she's believed. Well, I don't know, maybe she's falsifying. The husband doesn't know, so she's taking advantage of the lack of the husband's awareness. So here's the Ramban Zal, the Lord Damian Adori. The cases are not comparable. The Hossam, Iu Hu de Kamapik law. So he's coming to divorce her and not pay the ksuba. So if both would know, you can't give her an emunah, which is our story over here. She wouldn't have a chutzah to lie to him. The chutzah over here is an argument where she's coming and asking for the divorce. Tremendous chutzah. And she's arguing that she has a right to it because of X. So we said over here, if the husband would know about, it's something the husband should know about, and she's claiming it, then it has to be such a tremendous chutzpah. It's impossible she would do that unless it's true. If she doesn't know, if the husband doesn't know, so we see that she's coming in and playing a game, and that's it. That's over here where she's coming and asking for the divorce. So he's trying to divorce her. We say that she might lie to stay in the marriage. Whereas the ha'aza of asking for a divorce, forcing a divorce on the man, is a tremendous chutzpah. The lying to stay in the marriage is not the same as Rego. So there's no. So what is yes believed? Since she knows he doesn't know. So he's saying, what he's really saying is Hashem. I think it might be because of you, and if I have a right to divorce you and not pay you ksuba. Well, it's very nice that you think it might be because of her, but she's saying that that's not true, and she knows better.
Okay.
Yep. Zotik Gemara. We're holding by the two dots, three lines in the bottom of the Gemara. Ha'itza. Okay. The story here was an Ishes Kayin. That the Chol Yomer, the Tashmish, whenever they had relations, Mikdama Masha Yodei Lagavra. The day that they had Tashmish, she would get up and wash his hands. Yemachad Astile, one time she brought him the water. Maya the Mamasha, water to wash his hands. We didn't have relations last night. So she would get up in the morning, afterwards, give him, bring him water. He's saying, we didn't have anything. So she said, Amaleim Kain, Chad Min Nachrim, it must be that somebody else came in. Aluye, the Hava Hacha Idna, there was Goyim here, they were selling a type of perfume. Aluye is Ohel, which is like aloe, I think they usually translate it. So they were in town, must be one of them came in. He answered, Lloyd, the Mumin Hoyt, it wasn't you, it was one of them. So she was an Ishes Kayan. Ishes Kayan is also, even though it was an earnest. So here she is saying that she was Mizada, or she was Nensa, she's also Labala. Aram Nachman, Inea, Nosna Ba'achar. Veles ba meshasha b'mila. There's no truth to her words. So the husband can remain married to her, and that's it. The more high itza the lahaba b'dicha daita b'hadi gavra. She wasn't in a good mood. B'dichadaita is being in a good mood. B'dichadadas, humor, in good humor. So lo have b'dichadaita b'hadi gavra. Summer law. Why are you upset? You're not usually not like this. I never had relations with you that you gave me pain, as opposed to this time you just did. I didn't have relations with you this time. So Amalei, Saim Kain, Halon Nachrim, Naftuye, the Hava Hacha Ha'idna. Must have been one of these going, we're selling neft. They were selling neft. They were selling, coming around selling pitch. They were in town. And one of them must have done it. I'ant Loi. Dilma Chamin Hoyne. It wasn't you, it was one of them. So Omer Lay, I can find where he's on the page. Omer Nachman takes out the word Lahu. Omer Nachman, Lo Tashkichun Ba, we don't have to focus on her. The sentence in Abba Acher, her voice, she's just looking to get divorced. She wants to marry somebody else. Okay. How garba the habib maharzik bebeso? There's a man that was hiding in the house. Who he and somebody else's wife? Al osamur de beso. So the husband came home. So the parte noyef lehutso v'orak. So the man who was there, the noyef, broke through a wall made out of hutso and ran away. Amarava eats the zoshari. We don't know whether they had relations or not. So he says that the woman is mutter. Why? Imisa the abedi sir, because had it been true that they had done the maisa tashmish, achusi havi mirchos. He would have hid because he didn't want to be seen. Here, he's running out in the full view, so he's making himself known. That's not what the psychology of a person who just did the avera would be, is to hide and then find a chance to leave in stealth later on. So the more how noyef the all lagabi dahi insa. There's a man who was. It looks like he had a reputation of being a noyef. He went by this woman. Also, the husband came home. So solik noyef. The noyef went away. I mean, he left the woman, and Asiv, Bikiloi Bava, he went and hid behind a curtain or by the door. Okay. There was a container of tachli, some type of a watercress there. Which that tachli had been tasted and eaten from by the snake. The Gemara says when the snake does that, it leaves some of its poison in the food. So there's poisoned food here. Boy Mari de Besa the Mechel Mina Hu Tachli. The man was about to take some of that food to eat, with the wife not knowing what was that he was taking that. She was aware of the fact that it was poisoned. So, but she didn't realize he was taking the food. So then the person hiding behind the curtain called out, "Don't eat it, it's been poisoned." So Amar Rava, in that situation, Itasa Sharya, the woman is mutter, because he means that the Abed Isura Nichale the Lechol Balemus. If it would be true that they had done the Maisa, the Noyev would have let the husband die. He would not have saved his life. Nisiv ki noefos heino vedam bidehen. Once they're noefim, they also have dam in their hands. So yes, they're willing to go from niuf to tzicha. So the more pshita, what's Rabbi's Kiddush? That's pshita, that's what would happen. Moshe says, no, Marotema Isura Avad. Really, he did do the Maisa. And we're saying that if a person did the Maisa, he's willing to kill for that purpose as well. Alright, so why did he save the life over here? Behind the Amrle. The reason why he saved the husband's life, to Nikolai the Lole Musbao, he wants the husband not to die. To have it to say Eluye in this way, the woman, by having the husband alive, he's the knife is generating a situation where you apply the pasuk of Mishlei, "Ma'im gedubim yimtaku, v'lechem sesarim yinoyim." Stolen waters are sweet. So it's much more geshmak to get the woman when the husband's alive than to get the woman when the husband's not alive. So the fact that he saved the husband's life is not conclusive. Kamashal and Rava says no, that we don't say that, and we feel confident that he saved the husband's life because the nothing had happened. So Tosis says, take a look at the bottom line of the Tosis. I'm going to talk. Kedomer Sanhedrin, Nitzel Tam Bia, Nitzel Lev Der Avera. That the Geshmak of Bia is more for those who do it by Avera. So what's the worst Kamash Malon? The worst is Kamash Malon. So Tosis, the Kamash Malon is the Noiv any your day is that. Menichalei the Lemus Baal, Kadesh Yisoena before Hester. The Noiv believes that his desire is for the woman. So let the husband die and get the woman. The reality is that's not what his desire is. His desire is for the woman in a way which is usur. Like the Pasuk says, once he can get her beheter, she's not as exciting anymore. He doesn't have the same geshmak on the bia anymore. So the time for the woman is lessened. So if he knew what this yisoid, he would not have saved the person's life. But he doesn't know that yisoid. He believes that he has a desire for the woman, intrinsic desire for the woman. So it says, let the husband die, and I'll get the woman. So it must be that he did not do the maisa. But it's a mistake what he's thinking. But one of my rabbis one time said that the chiddush of the pasuk of is water is not sweet, water has no flavor, but geneva has the ability to make the water actually sweet. I'm giving you a talk. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. It's Sidur Rashi. Ha'itzah, but to the second line from the bottom. Eishes Karen Ha'yisup. So the Eishes Yisrael. If it had been the case of Eishes Yisrael, she's claiming an artist happened, so she would be mutter l'bala. Kim the field of the feet of Bereah. She's all she's saying is Tzura Ha'yisah Shehu Bala. She thought it was her husband. And the Chayin is calling me that. That's an artist. Artist Yisrael is Mr. Shori. So therefore, Olamalei the Ranachman, the Meimer in the Anas the Ba'acher, she's even if what she said is true, she's still mutter. The Ba'ish Elabadik Yomer with the Ba'ish is Koyim, where if what she said is true, she's usher. So the Ranachman, we don't believe her. Hamil Satashmish, we didn't have that. This Ma'is Satashmish. It must be Aluye Nachir Merchi Oil. It was the guy which was selling aloe. Naftuye is Merchi Neft, the selling Neft, pitch. Maharzik, Shreinach Me'imoisa Isha, Chimina Reperka Choybel, the Harzik Bandrona. You trapped him in a small room. So the word Harzik means to be together. So he the Hazak came home, Parate Noyev Lahutza, Puritz Machitza Shal Hutza, Vidafna. The wall was made out of like just or this barrier was made out of leaves, woven branches together, Hutza. And he ran away. So Morse says that if he did the mice, he would have hidden. He'd rather be hide himself. He shouldn't. The people shouldn't know what he did. Kloner his embarrassment. He shouldn't become visible that which he's done wrong. The Kloy Baba, the Moshe Shlifnei Adelus, there was a some type of a mechitza or a curtain in front of the door. For the tzricha lahani time, he loved the member the belav hachi itza esira. They were bringing all these arguments. It sounded like otherwise she'd be asked. Love the member of the beloved Hachitza, they say, the lesson. Sheni Shanimet Nesazabal El Bikinib Estira. There's no Edim. See that we have to go through the process of Saito. Or be Ede Dabr Borer, or Edim, which say that the Mamash of the Mises Nus. Ella, but the love, Mishum Hani Taimi, Hayroi Bechiyotze Bezel, Lechobal Nefesh, Lachish La'atzim, Kedei Losses De Shemaim. But the husband, on his own, should decide that it's wrong to be together. You're saying well, these arguments are saying that's irrelevant. Yeah. Amen.